Dar Halachim Chavos Halvavus Wednesday night, or Lachaf Mar Cheshvan. Okay, tonight's Dar Halacha is, probably no one's going to listen to it, probably. If you eat something before the Suda, before your meal, so you have to make a Baruch Achrona, that's clear, right? Yeah, you drink water, whatever you eat or drink, you have to make a Baruch Achrona. Even if you forgot and you washed already, you have to make a Baruch Achrona in the middle of your meal. The benching doesn't cover it. The problem is wine. If you drink wine before the Suda, if it's during the week, or for that matter, Kiddush. So the Shulchan Aruch and we seem to paskin that you don't have to make a bracha achrona on the wine, either because it's automatically part of the Suda, even though it came before the Suda, either because it's Kiddush and Kiddush Makom Suda, or it's wine has supposedly is Posech B'nei Me'ayim, and therefore it's part of the Suda because it's Megara of the appetite somewhat, so it's drunk before the meal as that, and therefore it's called Varma Bar Machmas HaSuda, and it's covered by the benching. But the Bir Halacha takes issue with this. He says it's problematic, it's not so many Rishonim hold like that, and this one doesn't hold like that, and that one doesn't hold like that, and the Chayodim doesn't hold like that. So the Bir Halacha recommends that you should be mechavin. He says a few things. He says, well, you could, he says, you know, this is one of these cases where, you know, you can't really win. He says, maybe you should only drink melo lugmos if you're drinking Kiddush, so that you don't have to make a bracha chrona, so that you don't have the problem. Because really, the benching doesn't really potter it. It's not so simple to say it's Dvarim HaBoam Machmas HaSuda. So bottom line, the Bir Halacha says, well, you have the option of drinking only a Melo. You can't drink less than a Melo Lugmov if you're making Kiddush. So you should maybe only drink a Melo Lugmov, not more, so you don't have a Chiyuv Bracha Achrona. But then he says, well, that really doesn't work great either, because there are some shitas that the shear of the wine is not a revius, but it's a kazayas, and therefore Melo Lugmov would need a bracha achrona. So he goes back and forth. He doesn't have a perfect solution. So he says, really, you should have in mind, specifically, by benching, to pata the wine. And that's the Bir Halacha's maskana, is that you should have in mind to pata the wine, because b'di'eved, you can bench on wine, because wine is so'id. No, so again, in the Shulchan Aruch, it says you can treat wine before the Suda, and certainly Kiddush, as Dvar Mabon Machmas Suda, and it's automatically covered by the benching. Bir Halacha has an issue with that. And after giving different suggestions, his maskana finally is, bottom line, if you drink wine before the Suda, even if it's Kiddush, that means every Friday night, you should have in mind, for that matter, every Shabbos day. You should have in mind by benching specifically, you should be mechavin to pater the wine. Of course, it's a question if it's automatically pater by benching, but b'di'eved, you can bench on wine. So if you specifically have in mind by benching to pater the wine, you're covered. That's also not a perfect solution because that's b'di'eved, that you can bench on wine. It's not l'chatchila. So there's no great solution here. So the best solution, the Bir Halacha says, is to drink some wine during the Suda also. And that becomes an extension of the drinking of the wine before the Suda. It's one hemshech. So if you drank wine before the Suda, and then you drank wine during the Suda, you didn't make a new Bari Priya Gofen because you knew you would be drinking wine during the Suda. So then for sure, benching paters the drinking of wine, because it's all one drinking of wine. So he says that's the best solution. So again, the Bir Halacha says that that the Shulchan Aruch says that wine before the Suda is the Bracha Chrona is niftar by benching is problematic. And after discussing various solutions, and I think someone had too much wine maybe, after having too much, after discussing various solutions, he says you should not be soymech on the Shulchan Aruch and have the wine be automatically covered by the benching, but you should specifically have in mind that the benching should cover the wine's bracha achrona. That's not the greatest solution either, he says, and therefore the best solution is to drink some wine during the Suda too. Don't drink other wine, then you make Kiddush, then you'll start with a toiva, meitiv problems. Like I say, you can't win sometimes. So the best solution, he says, the best is to drink wine during the Suda also. And then for sure it's potted by benching. The second best solution is to have in mind specifically by the benching should pot to the wine. Talking about bracha achrona now. Assuming you need to make a bracha achrona on wine, assuming you drank a revius. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't, you know, just paskins that the wine before the Suda, unlike other foods, is automatically nifter by benching. So that's the story. That's tonight's Gemara.
If you drink wine during the Suda, do you have to have kavana also for the benching?
No, then it's automatic. Because then the wine is dvar mabo machna Suda taka. It becomes a hemshech of the wine before the Suda, and then it's automatically covered by the benching. I never, tell you the truth, I never experience that people have in mind in the benching to pot to the wine. It's like, so you say, really, I mean, it's a bir halacha, but I guess people really, the common custom has become the Shulchan Aruch. But if wine, you can be machma like the bir halacha and drink more wine during the Suda. Grape juice would be the same, yeah.
It doesn't fill you up, it's not.
Oh, you mean grape juice before the Suda?
Yeah, you can make kiddush on grape juice.
Then it really is a problem. So the Kiddush is less of a problem because than if you do it during the week. Because since you need to make Kiddush to eat the Suda, so that's the excuse for the Kiddush to be considered perhaps part of the Suda, even though it's not Poseach B'nei Me'ayim, but because it's Kiddush Makom Suda, so the Kiddush is automatically. But again, even then, the Bi'alach would recommend having in mind specifically by benching tapata, or to drink more wine or more grape juice during the Suda. What I just said is maybe not even so smooth, because I don't know if benching would pot or grape juice. Because I don't know if grape juice is sa'id. It probably is not sa'id. Anyway, so I don't know if it helps to have in mind specifically on grape juice. So you can go if you want to. What do you mean grape juice on grape juice for? Is you drinking wine?
Your wife?
Well, she doesn't wait for you. I don't want to talk personal. she should get Ron Tye for grape juice. That's a more higher level of grape juice. That's more doima to wine. Okay. I don't know, she could be the soymech on the Shulchan Aruch and so on. I mean, the Bir Halacha makes problems. I don't know, I never heard of people. I never experienced that people talk to do what the Bir Halacha says and have in mind specifically by benching to pot it in wine. Like, I never really heard of anyone doing it. But maybe that's why I tell your wife to drink some more grape juice during the Suda. That really is he says that's the best solution. Now, my wife always sips a little wine after the fish, but now I thought she was just copying her father who drank a little wine after the fish, but now I have to ask her if that's why she does it. Maybe she does it after. Maybe she's a lush. I don't know. Okay, we're learning now about the Yetzer Hara, and he's still like waxing poetic about the fight with the Yetzer Hara. Al kein al yafilcha devaro, don't relax, even though he's your enemy and he's fighting you and he doesn't get tired, etc. Bim otzmu chayolov, if he is very strong, Al yafchit chinyono, don't be nisbohel, don't give up. Vimrabu ozrav ki ikar kavanosel amas hasheker. You have a secret weapon in fighting the Yetzirah that the Yetzirah doesn't have. And that is that ultimately, bottom line, the Yetzirah is sheker. And although it's a battle and it's a fight and all these things that we said, but lemaisa it's sheker. And lemaisa, if you keep your eye on reality, you could blow away. Ultimately, it's just smoke and mirrors. It's not real. It's illusions. So that's like a secret weapon. That's what the Chayyim of Lovus is saying. Ki ikar kavanoso la'ameis ha'sheker. What the Chayyim lemaisa is doing is he's trying to make a non-entity into an entity. Umagamus chetzel lahamid hakozot. To make not reality into reality. So all you have to do, it's so hard and it's difficult and everything, but he says, Lamaisa, if you just find the right key, it's not a kamahi krovim apoloso. It's like all you have to do is be grounded in reality. Because ultimately, he's sheker. So you could win. V'ibudo maher. So you have that, like you can get. If you just, like it's lemaisa smoke and mirrors. So if you just persevere, he's not really strong. It's like you see, you see images and it's scary, but if you just walk through it, you see it's nothing. It's just smoke and illusions. And you just have to be brave and be determined and keep going. And then you'll see it's really nothing. That's what it says in the Gemara, really. He doesn't quote this, that the Rishonim see the Yetzirah as a har. The Tzaddikim see it as a har. Oh, well. Anyway, it was a har. It seems like a har. But then when you walk through it, it's been targeshul chulshoso. If you are sensitive to this fact that it's lemaisa sheker, it's not reality. It's just he's trying to make you think that something not real is real. From a Shesipal of Achokam Ba'omro, this is a Pesach in Koheles. The Pesach says, Ir Katana, there's a small city, Vanoshim Ba'ma'at, Vo Aleha Melech Gadol, the Sod of Osa, surrounded it, Vono Aleha Matzodim Gadolim, he put it under siege, Umotzaba Ish Miskein Chacham. So the Odom is the Ir Katana, Mitnei Shehu Ha'olam Akoton, and a lot of Rishonim Sforim, a person is referred to as an Olam Koton. We're not going to go into that now. The Sipra Klei Gufo, Umidos Nafsho, a person's midos and characters, Anoshim Bama'at, Umatu Etzlo, it's a weaker part of a person's personality. Kenegan Godalei Va'odam Va'orech Mavoyim Bolam Azeh, you have a lot of tivus in this, and the things you have to fight that battle are few in number. The Chesron Kolcho Vasagosu Osam, the Yetzirah is called the Melech Gadol because everybody's helping him. He has a big army, like the Arabs have like a big army. The Sava Vosa, Neshu Makiv Kolinyoni Adam Kanira Benereo Benestoro. He seems to surround you everywhere you turn. Uva Aleh Metzodim Gadolim, because he brings her Hurim Roam to the table, the Machshavos Ros, and Mishtadel Lahomis Asadam Bahem. So he has all these weapons. Moshe Asadam Asidim Levoyer. Ish Miskein Chacham is the Seichel. He's Miskein because he's a Nebuch, nobody's on his side. Everybody makes fun of the Chacham of the Yetzer Tov, of the Seichel. People mock it. And that's the battle here. That's how Shlomo Melech describes the battle with the Yetzer Hara. Okay.